still alert to Turl, Johnny scanned farther afield. One of the pilots that had bailed out had come in this direction. He peered. Yes, there was somebody moving about 4 miles to the south, hard to see due to camouflage dress. But a trained eye such as Johnny's detected by the motion of things, not only by contrasts. Turl was laughing again.
You'll never get away with it, animal! Cyclone will be into this place in a swarm!
Johnny didn't answer. He waved the girls in. The horses were shying as they came around the burning wreck. Chrissy was mounted on Old Pork, Patty on Dancer. The horses weren't blowing, so their earlier riding must not have been so fast. The girls were unable to believe it was Johnny. Chrissy stayed mounted some distance away. She was ghastly pale. Her neck was raw red from the collar now gone.
Johnny? Is that you, Johnny?
He looked different in the blue clothing. Patty had no doubts. She sprang from the back of Dancer and raced to Johnny and put her arms around his waist, her hair coming up to his pocket.
See? See?
She was shouting back to Chrissy.
I told you Johnny would come. I told you and told you.
Chrissy was sitting her horse and crying.
You got the monster,
said Patty, excited, pointing at Turl.
Don't get between me and him,
said Johnny, caressing her hair but holding the gun on Turl. He should be at the compound. He must not dally here. Johnny didn't want the girls near him in case Turl moved. He had a sudden idea.
Chrissy, look down to the south there, about 4 miles.
Chrissy took a grip on herself and wiped her eyes. Johnny wanted her to do something. She looked. She tried to speak, then cleared her throat and tried again.
Yes, Johnny.
She looked harder.
It's something moving.
It's a friend. Ride down there as fast as you can whip up Old Pork and bring him back here.
Chrissy straightened up. She guided Old Pork well around Turl and then lit out to the south, her hair streaming back as Old Pork raced away. The gunfire was picking up in volume to the south. Being gentle with Patty and walking sideways while keeping a gun on Turl, Johnny got to a position where he could see the compound. They stood on a slightly higher rise than it. In the clear afternoon air, he could see it in miniature, but vividly. White water was spraying 200 or 300 feet in the air. It looked like a waterfall in reverse. Then he knew what had happened. The automatic fire sprinkler system had let go. Those Scots down there were fighting in a torrent of water. What he was afraid of was that the cyclos would get out a tank or some additional battle planes. He surveyed the sky. It was free of planes. As he watched, he saw a flash of fire, and then the distant boom came to them, the sound bazookas make. He was not sure the bazookas could get through a cyclo tank. They needed air support down there. And here he was, 20 miles away. There wasn't another single pilot in those assault teams. They had committed their all. He shifted the gun impatiently. Turl was sitting there, laughing again. By rights, he should simply shoot him full of daylight. But he had a feeling Turl knew something, and was up to something more.